Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 139. We are with a very good, close, personal friend. Her name is Irene, or you can call her Wheezy. She is the creator of Wheezy's Playhouse. And this is an art collective model. Like, it's all sorts of things I want to say. It's like a art collective. It's a model collective. It's all sorts of, like, style, everything. And it's just... on its own, it is very fascinating how malleable and like it could fit into any kind of sort of slot. But what we're trying to promote here today is she is promoting a fashion runway show that she is putting together. And the idea of this is that the art and the fashion will go together in simultaneous cohesion. So some of the art will influence the fashion. Some of the fashion will influence the art. It's a yin, it's a yang, it's beautiful. And I was so happy to be a part of this podcast because I like helping my friends. At the end of the day, you know, if I can help out my close personal friends who, you know, have businesses and have something very special that I feel in support of, I'm going to do it. I'm going to really take a chance and help promote them in any sort of way I can, as do I promote for some of the other people who are, let's say, not my friends, but still come on the show. They have wonderful products, but at the same time, don't you just, at the end of the day, you want your friends to succeed, the people that you care about and, you know, have close ties to? Yeah, of course. And so today is no different. I invited Irene over and she just hit it out of the ballpark. And I cannot say like anything other than go check it out, Wheezy's Playhouse. And go check out their events. Go check out everything that they've got going on. She is a wonderful, talented person. And I just appreciate her so much for coming on the episode and what she had to tell us about. Because we learned a lot about her. So there's a couple of things you don't know about her and like how she got to this point in her life. And we go and discuss over it. Before I jump into any more details about that, let's do some business. www.findingarizonapodcast.com is where you'll find all of our episodes. It would mean a lot to both Brittany and I. You guys go check out patreon.com. There's extra content, extra everything over there, and an exclusive podcast called Fine Examination. We've decided on a name. And this is our rapid fire 50 questions where we go in depth with what they like, what they don't like of every guest that comes through our doors. I have been testing this out. It's been gangbusters so far, and everyone's really enjoyed themselves, and we've had some really interesting answers. So it's good to get perspective. So this is what it's all about. I ask them 50 questions. Each person is different, and they have a different answer for each one. So shout out to everyone who's participated so far, and we've had so many guests so far, and that is something that I want to get into a little bit later. But Finding Arizona Podcast is where you'll find all our social media handles, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you're listening to this in any kind of subscription service, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to us, leave us a comment, let everyone know what you like about us, what you don't like, so that we can get better. And it means a lot to me. Thank you very much. And that leads us into the community corkboard. Nothing going on so far. It's the summertime here in Phoenix, so it's a little bit hard to do events and try and make people come out in 110 degree weather that we've been having. So I understand that there's not a lot of events going on, but I would like to say, if you are indoors, you like podcasts, Brittany and I actually just co-hosted another podcast with our friends over at Tap That AZ Podcast. If you go over there and check out our recent episode, there was a recent event with Poor, and it is so cool that these things go on like this, that there's people out there who want to help the community understand breweries, microbrews, wines, all sorts of gamuts of different styles, different, you know, alcohol of different types. You know, it's amazing what you can do with just a little bit of chemistry and a lot of bit of creativity. So I was very proud to be a part of that. And Eric is a wonderful person. So anytime I can help him out is a good day for me. So there's a lot going on. We had a wonderful bit of people of coming in for different backgrounds. And just shout out to everyone. If you've been following us on Instagram, we've been trying our best to make sure that you guys are a part of the live broadcast by doing a little bit of live posting. So if you like what you see, please comment and leave me a something. I'll put up a poll on IG. But I really want to know, was the Facebook Live better or was the IG better? I gotta know, because it helps me understand like how you guys watch us and how you guys want to receive the content. I just put up random things here and there, and so I'm just like kind of testing out the waters, but I really want to hear from you guys. If you like what we've been doing with the live broadcast, please help me understand what you want to see more. If you want to see a different angle, if you want to get some behind the scenes on how I edit a lot of these things, I mean, I'd be happy to do that. So I want some feedback. Please, if you're listening to this, please just take a moment, leave me a comment, whether it's whatever kind of platform, I will be checking it. Thank you so much, and that means the world to me. Other than that, there are all sorts of events going on, and if you want to check out things around your neighborhood, please, I encourage you to do it. I just went to the library not too long ago and picked up a couple of books, and yeah, I'm trying to take this reading thing to the next level. So that's what's been going on in our lives. Brittany and I have been trying to make sure that we're doing a lot of things to the new house. We've been accepting a lot of events that people want us to go to, and all sorts of cool little collaborations that we've been trying to make happen. So things are really moving along, and that's the update on our end. So with all that said, let's jump right into the episode number 139 with my good friend Wheezy. Let's do this. You're ready. Okay. Put on the sunglasses.
My eyes are so sensitive. You're gonna laugh.
It's fine, because we had someone else like who was just nervous and needed the sunglasses.
Oh really?
Yeah. And I was like, I get it. Like,
I have a disease. Like, my eyes are like, they're called hyperchromium iridium.
Okay.
So like, they're really light colored.
Yeah.
But it's like a rare mutation in the eye.
Wow.
But,
I
didn't know that either until one of my good girlfriends. She's an eye surgeon, and
yeah,
she's like, oh no, you have a mutation in your eye. And I'm like, what?
Because
like, there's like a little yellow ring around.
Oh, yeah, like, what?
That's
incredible.
Because I was like, oh, I thought I just had hazel eyes. And she's no, she's like, you have green eyes, but you know, that makes it look hazel. But yeah, I'm just like, with light and
stuff.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm like, I'm always just like, okay.
That's staying in the podcast, because I started recording when you started. Yes, we're staying. No, we're keeping it, because that was adorable and that was fun. Okay. And I think that'll ease us into this.
Oh, you're sweet.
Yes. Welcome everybody to the Finding Arizona podcast. I'm your host, Jose. Today, I have a very special guest. She is someone that I call personally a friend. We've known each other for a while, and we talked about this business in its inception a while back. But before I get any further, please welcome. Do you want me to use Wheezy or do you want me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the owner, creator, mastermind behind Wheezy's Playhouse. Please welcome my friend Wheezy. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for that introduction.
Absolutely.
I'm really glad to be here. And like you said, it's just funny. We've been friends for quite some time.
Yeah.
And I remember, God, I think close to 5 years ago, we were talking about what I wanted to do creatively you know, Wheezy's Playhouse, and here we are.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I would not, I honestly, when you first came to me with this inception, I was like, we're going to have definitely a podcast, if not to like encourage you to keep doing it, go with the plan, or just like later down the road when you're actually doing something, like got stuff moving along. Because when you told me this, I was like, this is you. This is, I could tell that there was a spark in your eye, that you were very, very, very adamant about it. And you had this like excitement behind your voice. So I was very, very much encouraging to you for you to go do it and
you
do
were,
your thing.
And I appreciate that. Yeah. Definitely. This is a huge change for me. I was, you know, I'm a business major. Mm-hmm. I have my master's in business. I came from a really business-oriented family.
Let's get into that. I want to talk because not a lot, because this is where we put in the heart of who you are and and the business side. Your dad's a businessman.
Yes, he is.
I want to get into like what does he do exactly?
Well, he's retired now, but for over 30 years, like he did consultation and investment services. So all different kinds of businesses, all different kinds of walks of life, mainly like investments, securities, and those types of things, like strictly finance.
And that's when I met you, as you were doing investments as well.
Yes, I was in the brokerage world. Yes. I was an executive doing compliance and auditing for like Fannie Mae, Ginnie Mae, like very, very corporate structure, very, very professional environments, like... You know, just one of those things. All the walls are gray.
You were pants suited up. Yes. You were pants suited up. I remember.
Suited and booted.
I want to ask you, though, because when you were figuring this out, and this is kind of my own pure curiosity going, were you saving up to, like, know that you were getting out? Like, because that's kind of like how I feel like that's what your situation was.
Yeah. You know, thankfully, that wasn't my situation.
Okay.
I'm really close to my parents. My mom's from Peru. She's a really like hardworking woman. She was an executive in publishing for over 30 years.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. That's amazing.
So two really hardworking parents.
Your mom's a reader then, right?
Oh, God. You have no idea.
We used to
make fun of her on like family vacations because she would have her head in books and like never pay attention to what we were looking at. We would have to hide her books from her.
That's hilarious.
Yes. And I'm an avid reader too. But oh, my God. Yeah. That woman is – my dad calls her a nerd. She's always got her head in the book. Yeah. Like she just loves to read.
That's awesome because, you know, that's – something that I've been like slacking on. Like I really want to get back into like reading a lot more. And Brittany does a lot of reading.
Oh,
she's the bookworm out of the two of us.
Fun.
And she encourages me to go to the library with her. And
we go to the Scottsdale one. Yeah, because the downtown one's still closed. But oh, I love it. It's great. Yeah.
The downtown one's opening back up this week.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Saved me a drive.
Oh, yes. It's a lot of fun because we were waiting for it. She asked me, she's like, when is it coming back? And I saw this NPR announcement. And I sent it to her. I was like, it's coming back this week in a couple of weeks.
That's great. Yeah, it's so huge and big. I can't wait to check
it
out.
That place.
They put a lot of money into it, so it should be fun.
Yeah, they've added so much more to that Arizona room now.
I love it.
Every floor is now, it's got to be like a mil per each floor.
It's beautiful. Just the park. Like we always ride bikes around there.
Yeah.
Just the Japanese Friendship Garden. It's such a good little area. Yeah. I love it. It's a little gem in Phoenix.
You are an avid like outdoors person. Because when I watch your Instagram, it's like you guys are either like on the bike doing something outdoors or you're like chilling outside in some sort of fashion. Is that kind of your personality? Are you like getting inspiration from being outdoors a lot?
Yeah, as long as it's not over 100 degrees. So I'm definitely indoors until September for right now. But oh, absolutely. I feel my best when I'm outside. I love being outside. Just love like natural sounds, elements, and just greenery makes me so happy. Just absolutely love it. Most people wouldn't think that fashion oriented, you know, you think like all glamour, but oh no, I find so much beauty in outdoors and just especially where we live too.
Yeah.
It's very different from where I grew up as well in Houston.
Houston, Texas.
Everything's really, you know, flat. A lot of planes, you know, just different. I love looking at all the cactus and you know,
different
just
wildlife,
palm trees.
Different everything.
It's I always find something to look at. So.
Good. I want to get into a little bit about the actual business now, and kind of how it came to be. You had this goal or kind of dream?
Yeah. So like going back to that, so I was in the brokerage field for 6 years. Very fortunate to say that I was successful in that.
Yeah.
And, you know, being very close to my parents, they've always, you know, had expectations. Like, I have foreign parents. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
They're just strict. Like, my mom is a strict Latina mother.
Yeah.
And, you know, she looks out for her children and wants the best. But for them, they're like, yes, brokerage world for her. She'll be successful.
Yes.
Like everything, you got to kind of break that mold. And with them, I've always been artistic and creative. I've been playing piano since I was a little girl. I went to art school in Houston at the Glacier School of Arts.
Shout out.
Yeah. So, you know, art has always been a huge inspiration for me.
Yeah.
Going to galleries, and just my parents were docents of the museum that I grew up in.
And you are an avid museum goer from your IG stories. Yes, you are.
I find a lot of inspo, and I put myself in that element because I know what it takes to paint something and to create something.
Yeah.
So I'm so inspired when I see different textures, styles, mediums, sculpture, grand scale, small scale. Like, I love it all. I'm just like enamored by it, and it inspires me
to be creative. Were you there for, what's your favorite artist? I'm sorry.
Frida,
yeah, for the Frida Expo.
Oh, yeah, at the Heard Museum.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. Holy moly.
We went too.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And again, like going back to having a really strict Latina mother. Mm-hmm. So when I would go to art museums growing up, she would make sure that I would read
everything. Yeah.
And we couldn't move on to the next one. And that's just how it was.
In order. Oh, read every little thing.
Yes. Everything. But now I'm like, I'm older. I'm like, oh, I do that anyways. I want to read everything. And it's just like completely. And with that gallery was just wow. And how they had Diego Rivera stuff tied in with that too.
The interlacing of the two of
them. Yeah, and just talking about the relationship and their influences that they had on one another.
Absolutely. You can definitely see it in their photography style, like the two of them together. Yeah, it was just
I love her quotes about him too. I'm such a lush. I'm like, oh my God.
Wasn't it towards the end? She was like, I know that he's bad for me. And it's just like, I can't. It's like she was just literally like, I still love him, even though he's the worst thing for me in my life. And I was like,
well,
she knew.
When I think my favorite thing about their tumultuous relationship is when he cheated on her with a woman, and to get back at him, she stole that woman from him.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, wait, hold on. I was like, that's amazing.
As you've gotten into the business side of this, we're always sidetracking this.
I know, I love it. I'm the tangent queen. I apologize.
No, it's
but
fine.
Yeah, going back to what you were saying, so a lot of inspiration. I was, my dad collects art. Mm-hmm. We're all just art people who have a business setting when it comes to career choices.
Yeah.
So again, I wanted to make my parents proud. I wanted to follow in their footsteps. But after 6 years, I knew that I needed to make a change.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends in the music industry,
just
from like art and music school, and always going to events and like with Snoop Dogg and Erykah Badu. And
nice.
Just being around that really inspired me to live a creative lifestyle and to just be authentic and true with myself. So it was really hard. I'll never forget it. 2.5 years ago, I told my parents that I was going to stop, doing brokerage full time and pursue my goal towards, back to fashion styling.
Okay.
So I have a little bit of experience. When I was in grad school in Dallas in my early 20s, I worked for a designer, Gail Adarkar, and she's based in London now. And that's how I got most of my fashion experience.
Wow.
Working for her, assisting for her, doing fashion shows. She had her own boutique and a great, great list of clientele in Dallas.
Nice.
It's kind of the fashion capital of the South. They have a lot of balls, a lot of galas. Like, women need to dress and look nice 24/7. So there's huge demand for that.
Okay.
And that's what I did for about 3.5 years.
Nice.
And then I was in an agency for 11 years when I was younger. I was a model.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to see that whole side of the fashion world.
So you've been on both ends.
Yeah, I have. So, you know, I'm really fortunate to have had both sides and had those experiences. So it's always been like kind of in my bones and stuff. Yeah. But, you know, went to business school, went to grad school for business, mm-hmm. pursued that, and just always felt like, you know, that seed was planted in me from yeah. my childhood. So just like one of those things, you have all these ideas, but how do you actually implement it? How do mm-hmm. you actually make a business out of this?
Yeah.
So that was what I was figuring out my first year having Wheezy's Playhouse. Mm-hmm. So a little history of the name. Wheezy is a name I've had since I was 18. I played college volleyball for the Air Force Academy and for the University of Texas.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, team camaraderie. You have funny names.
Nicknames, and, yeah.
Yeah, mine was like I Wee Wee. So that transcended to I Wheezy and then Wheezy and then yeah. Wheeze. And I think the only person who really calls me Irene is my mom and Cassandra when she's really mad at me or something.
Yeah. I've caught myself like, I was like, when I first met you, I'd call yeah. you Irene, and then yeah. you were like, no, it's Wheezy. Like, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just went with it after that.
It's whatever you want, honestly. It's just like Irene's, you know, just that.
You'll respond either way.
Yeah.
You're pretty like good Wheezy, about it.
It's all good. Yeah. But yeah, that's how it happened. And my first year, I really wanted to work on designing mm-hmm. and then kind of got thrown back into styling again.
Okay.
So I was on tour with Erica Badu for a little under a year styling wow. her music director, R.C. Williams.
Nice.
So I got thrown into the music career. It was really, really fun. It was amazing. I met a lot of incredible people.
Yeah.
And just being around Erica Badu is just like,
I bet that's another level of soul right there.
I mean, like, I take style tips from her. Yeah. Like, and she's got,
oh, I've seen a couple of her stuff. Like, oh, I mean, she's just all in all, she's got this another level. Like, it's yeah. whenever you see her, she's always in something else, and like, it's
incredible.
Yeah.
And it's not like anything that you ever see.
Yes,
like,
not
people replicate from her.
Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, she's her own person, she's her own being, and
yeah.
she's fabulous. And I really admire her stylist too. She's based in Dallas. They're all Dallas people. Her
okay.
name's Diamond
cool.
Malone, and fabulous people to work with, great environment, just yeah. really fun. So, like, after
good.
A year of tour life, I was just like, okay, you know, tour life is fun, parties are fun, backstage life is fun, but I am getting older. I just turned 30, so
really,
yeah, I did.
God, time has flown by.
Yeah. So with that being said, like, you know, your mindset does change a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like the parties are fun, the lifestyle is fun, but at the end of the day, like, what am I doing for myself?
Yeah.
And what do I want for myself? Do I want to be on tour mm-hmm. for the rest of my life? Or do I want to pursue something specialized to me and my goals? So
absolutely.
That's why I started Wheezy's Playhouse.
That's awesome. See, that's the kind of thing I was like, yes, like, this is something that she gets it. She's like, she's already made steps towards her
sure.
goals. And that's
yeah.
kind of where I caught you at. Now, like, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What do you, if you had to put yourself or put Wheezy's Playhouse in a category, like, mm-hmm. would you say it's styling, or would you say it's more of an encompassment of categories? Like,
oh yeah, that's a really good question. We get it asked a lot. It's just, we're really a creative mindset. I'm always open mm-hmm. to creative projects.
See, I'm gonna interject, and I'm gonna say this reminds me of art, like Bauhaus. Like,
oh fun.
It's like it was a school, but in a sense it was mm-hmm. an idea, like
mm-hmm.
this whole artistic lifestyle.
Oh,
like
yeah.
like, you know, everything's high, like thought of, like, everything has a creative outlet of some sort.
Absolutely. And I think, like, the reason why I went in that direction is, I will say, the last 2 years of my career in the finance world, I will always kind of, I guess you could say, maybe be disappointed in myself, because
mm-hmm.
I knew that I wanted to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I wasn't happy in that career. Mm-hmm. Really grateful, thankful, you know, it was a great career. But the last 2 years, I knew I needed to make a change. And I was so fixated on finding one thing. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, Wiz, you need to do one thing,
yeah.
whether it's design or whether it's style. Yeah. And then I got so caught up on trying to find that one thing, mm-hmm. I wasted 2 years of that process.
Yeah.
So moving forward, I always told myself, I don't have to be just one thing, because I am a musician, I am a painter, mm-hmm. I'm a designer, I'm a stylist, and sometimes I may feel more influenced to style. Sometimes I may feel more involved with my music. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I may feel more involved with my painting. And like mm-hmm. right now, I'm about to host an art fashion show.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm learning along the way that it's okay to have all these different skill sets. And I try to share that with other creatives
yeah.
who maybe I feel like are stuck, like, oh, I don't know. And it's okay to not know. Just
yeah.
like go for what you're feeling at the moment.
Exactly.
And who knows what can transpire from that. So
yeah.
that is like what Wheezy's Playhouse is. We cater to a lot of models.
Mm-hmm.
We are very selective with who we have in our playhouse and who we showcase, as well as designers that we have and brands that we work with. So we do want a certain element and vibe and ambiance with Wheezy's Playhouse. Definitely high fashion, luxury,
yeah.
but pushing the limits, a little edgy, a little fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's all about. But yeah, I work with different artists. I work with an artist called Eyes. He's local around here.
Yeah.
I partnered with him to do my art fashion show. So.
Is that the gentleman in the leather or the denim jacket that...
He's always in leather or denim, so
yeah.
you're probably right. And he covers his face.
Yeah,
hence
that's
the name Eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants people to look at his paintings just through their eyes
yeah.
and not have any judgment.
Absolutely.
So he doesn't really name any of his paintings either.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Interesting guy.
Where'd you meet him?
You're going to laugh. I met him a year ago at downtown in a bar called Valley Bar.
Okay.
It's like where a lot of local creatives
yeah.
Hang out. And he is actually a part of the Dream Act.
Ooh.
He's part of DACA. He's one of the kids
huh.
that's, you know, trying to get citizenship here
nice.
And is part of that program. And his friend was like protesting and
get out of
yeah,
here.
And I was
yeah.
like, oh, hey. And they came over to our table. And
that's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, I know. He's like, oh, my friend's a painter. And of course, I'm like, oh, hello.
Wow.
And yeah, we've just had a creative friendship the last year. And he's helped do a lot of things for my fashion installations.
Yeah.
So kind of one element that I feel like I've brought to the Phoenix community is involving art with fashion.
Yeah.
You know, not to say that this hasn't been done before. I mean, all the big house
yeah.
brands do that. Gucci, 3 years ago, their new creative director found a street artist in downtown New York to do the Fenty collection with Rihanna.
Wow.
So like art and fashion go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Andy Warhol and Diane von Furstenberg were very good friends, and
mm-hmm.
that influenced a lot of her. One thing when I came to the Phoenix community about a year ago, after I left tour, is I noticed that, you know, I didn't really see too many collaborations with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I wanted to implement when I did my Fashion Arizona styling competition in February.
Yeah.
I wanted to involve a local artist to paint for me. And so...
Is that what the two paintings were? The,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to kind of backtrack with everyone,
mm-hmm.
the audience knows that I did this public, like, with our friend Megan, who
mm-hmm.
is in charge of that, the nonprofit side
yes.
of that fashion
mm-hmm.
show. And I saw your stuff and I was like so amazed. Like, it's really incredible. It's amazing work. On top of which, you had these two art pieces at the intro of the runway.
Yeah.
And it
mm-hmm.
was so, like, I got it, because the paintings influenced the clothing, and the clothing
mm-hmm.
was like in, like, you could tell, you could totally tell.
Good. I'm glad you could see that correlation, and it's important to me. I mean, music, art, fashion, they just really do go hand in hand and
mm-hmm.
influence another. Like Jimi Hendrix, his style with the military jackets inspired a lot of people, like
mm-hmm.
Alexander McQueen. Like, we all feed off of each other.
Nice.
And it's good, and we need to support one another, especially in this community. It's a lot smaller, and
okay.
there's so much room for growth. So my goal is to always try and incorporate art with any of my fashion installations
yeah.
because it is a big inspiration for me and always has been since I was a little girl. So, but yeah, he's one of our artists that we work with.
That's awesome. Shout out to Eyes.
Yeah, shout out Eyes. Yeah.
And then, you know, you are definitely like, you're unique in the sense that I have never seen, like recently, I've never seen you in the same kind of like style, like everything
or hair,
or, you know, and it's really great though, because it's, for some reason, it just works. You pull it off like one I've ever seen before. And I've been like thoroughly inspired by your creativity in the fashion world. And I was like, you know what? I got all these cool friends doing cool things. Like, I got to make sure I up my game every now and then. I like, I can't be walking around with like stained shirts and
got
hot sauce on my shirt because I was eating.
I love hot sauce. Yeah.
But like it does inspire me when my friends are doing these creative outlets and you've allowed me to like participate, like, you know, really get to know your artists and the people that you work with. You were so open at the event, and appreciate that. And
yeah,
it's just like, it's really cool and fun to see you do the things that you do now. And like, not to say I wasn't inspired before, because
it's cool that you know those two sides of me, though.
Yeah,
because not a lot of people know that I have a business degree. Not a lot of people know that I'm a broker. It's just not something I go.
You won't get this anywhere else. Anywhere else, the podcasters don't know. I'm the one.
He's the first.
Yeah, pulling out the curtain. Yeah, it's just one of those things that, like, I think for me, I've always been inspired by the people I keep around me. And so it's just general, like, you're definitely one person I'm like, yes, like, I wish my closet was as elaborate and depth wise. Like, and I always feel like men's fashion, too, is nowadays it's getting more, I think, freedom from away from like the idea of pants, like that sort of realm of, I've always been restricted to the idea of just like men's clothes is usually a pants or shorts, something bottom,
traditional and conventional
in that sense. But nowadays I've started to see a little bit more depth to it.
I think so. It's amazing. And me as a female, I do have like a lot of masculine energy. Mm-hmm. So I love styling men, men's fashion. I just absolutely love it. I even incorporate it in my own. And when I was in high school, I used to wear men's clothes like all the time, men's t-shirts.
That was because you were a dope-ass CrossFitter too. Here's another little tidbit.
Oh, God.
Little tidbit about Weezy. You were a high level competition.
I was like
competition of like lifting.
Number one in the state for lifting.
Yeah.
So another side piece. I love fitness. I love to be active, and that's actually how we know each other, is from the fitness world. I used to compete in CrossFit.
That was your thing. I was.
Love it.
That's when I first met you too, and I was like, that's really.
I used to be all yoked.
Yeah, you're still yoked. I don't even know why you're talking. It's one of those things too. It's I would never have picked you off to be like that creative type too, because I was like, she's wearing cut off shirts most of the time I've seen her, and I was like, you really are like a piano loving all sorts of any energy to you. Where is that?
I always say like I make no sense. There's no consistency. I just do so many random things. And
what's your astrological sign? Not like this is gonna matter, but it's like I just want to know. Like
Pisces.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm a water sign. Passion, creative,
someone
sensitive.
Out there cares. Someone in the podcast world.
Like, okay, really, makes sense.
That makes sense.
Got
it. And it's just one of those things that like now I start getting that kind of vibe too, because we've started doing crystal gems around the house.
Oh, cool! Wonderful.
Yeah, so
that's great.
We're getting into that realm, and I've.
Wonderful. Spirituality is amazing. It's incredible.
Yeah. Where are you on the spirituality scale, like spectrum?
Me, I am really in tune with my intuition, my emotions.
Okay.
I would always like to say I believe in the universe. Yeah. I think it's really important, the energy that you bring in.
Definitely.
You will get it back. And
big
believer in karma. So if something shitty ever happens to me, I'm like, oh, well, it's probably because of this or that. Like, I'm very real with myself in that sense. And I do believe that if you trust the universe and look at the things that it brings to you and really tune in, you have the opportunity, you know, to run with it. And it's just, I'm a big believer in putting out good energy, especially in the fashion industry. Things can get a little cutthroat at times, but yeah. It's really important to just go in with passion. Oh gosh, yeah, it's like, it's bound to happen.
Girls,
right?
Cutting off other people's stuff, yeah. And like
cutting up clothes,
sabotage.
I know you're gonna laugh, but I had to have someone buy my rack at my last runway show.
What?
You never know. You never know.
What?
Yeah, I get like a fake accounts made up about me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's fine. I'm happy. What up, fans? You listening? What up?
That's incredible. Like, I've just heard, cool. Like, stories like, where girls.
When I think of things like that, though, I just know deep down whoever's doing that, they're hurting. And I wish them well. Like,
they're
people
just backed into a corner and something happened.
I wish them well.
Kill them with a smile.
Yeah, wish him well. That's all I can say. Like, don't touch my rack. Wish you well. Like, it's all you can do. And you are responsible for your attitude every day, your engagement with people, mm-hmm. level of respect.
Absolutely.
I think it's really important to be humble in this industry, too.
Yeah.
It's easy to get a big head. It's easy to get full of yourself, mm-hmm. Want a name drop and list all your accomplishments out, but just let your work speak for itself.
Yeah,
I'd say.
I have to say, you did a good job of avoiding me at that event where you were just like, I don't want to be on it.
Oh,
you
my God,
let
no.
everyone else be on it.
I know. I was like,
sooner or later, you're going to have to talk about it. And it's really funny, though, because it's like, that's just you. You're just like so happy that other people are getting to do their thing. And you're just always about the kind of individual like that's helping you.
Oh, yeah. And I think, again, like, I just know personally how hard it is to succeed in this mm-hmm. business and industry. And again, like, if you're forthcoming and help people and always lend a helping hand, it will come back to you. And sure. Yeah, there are some times where you do get burned. But for me, I used to not always be so vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I used to be kind of just very closed off and to myself. Mm-hmm. And I didn't allow people to be open with me or enter my life. And as I'm getting older, you know, just want to help people, support other people. Yeah. And if I do get burned, I'm happy that I at least allowed myself to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And you learn from that situation, you grow from it and move on. Just on to the next thing. Can't make everyone happy. So
speaking of vulnerability, and mm-hmm. then I want to, you know, because you are missing your sidekick.
I know.
And I really miss her because she's also.
She's the bomb.
She's the best. Mm-hmm. And I wanted like talk about some vulnerabilities with her. I mean, just like, mm-hmm. do you want to shout her out and talk to her? Like, hi, Kaz.
Yeah. So, guys, when I started Weezy's Playhouse about 2 years ago, I had the support of my best friend. Her name's Cassandra.
Yeah.
She's also the photographer for Weezy's Playhouse. So all the cool shots you see, images and edits, all of her, she's very creative.
Sure.
And we're polar opposites, I guess you could say. So
oh, yeah. She's
introverted.
Very introverted, yeah. But she's, once you get peel back the onion that is her,
she's so much fun.
Yeah, she's so nice. And
she's the best.
When I first met her, she was just very quiet. Mm-hmm. Don't know you yet. Don't, you know, what's your vibe? And
I was like,
but once you get past that, a couple of times talking with her, she's just really great. And that's why I was like, she's fantastic. I wish she was like, she's always fun to hang out with too. And so she's by your side. And I mean, just seeing her do her work too.
Yeah.
With at the show where we saw, mm-hmm. like, she's really focused. And
she's on it.
She, you can definitely see that that's something that she's passionate about because she's, I mean, in your runway show, you had someone drop the jacket and like walk forward a little bit more. And she was just on it. She took the photo right before it fell, grabbed the jacket, let that person walk back. Oh, she was on it.
Dude, she's an animal. Cassandra is like the best. I've been really fortunate. I could definitely say hands down, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for her support.
Yeah. Where is she?
She's right now, her nephews are about to leave to Jersey for 3 weeks.
Okay.
So she has two twin nephews. They're like 9 months.
Aww.
So yeah, she wanted to go spend time
with
them. Absolutely.
Hopefully
we can get
that.
Her back in here.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really good for her. Definitely.
I think so too.
Yeah. No, just, she's fantastic.
Those introverts need to. I think introverts do better here because.
Oh, really? Good.
One, it's the cats.
Sure. The cats give the calm.
And then I think, too, it's just, audio is so much easier for them than shooting, like having someone physically have the camera in front of their face and just like say something.
Yeah.
I think audio brings a level of like, you can do whatever you want. No one's going to see you. You want to cross your legs. You want to like sit in a court. Like, as long as you talk to me, like that's all it's really about.
That's good. Yeah, I would love to get her in here. She's a huge part of Wheezy's Playhouse.
Absolutely.
Big supporter, and again, I couldn't be more thankful for her. She's definitely my partner in this, and big part of why I am where I am today. Yeah. So shout out Cassandra.
And you have, like you said, you have an assortment of people helping you out, from artists to hopefully, like, I think you had other designers that day. One thing that you brought up too is the actual like models, and how you pick them. And can you give us a little bit, like, if someone was wanting to join Wheezy and be a part of this, how would they go about, you know, becoming a model with you?
You know, it's a lot more than just being pretty. It's a lot about integrity, being a good person, having a professional reputation, and really putting the hard work out there. One of my top models, Andra Tardia.
I was going to ask you, who's there's one in particular that you like kind of keep with you at all.
Yeah, she's fabulous. And for all those reasons, like I just said, a lot of times we lose sight on how much work goes into modeling. I mean, these girls, Andra, she works and practices her poses, she, even her face in the mirror when she's driving. It's a lot of hard work, and you know, they want to make sure that the designer and the clothing are executed nicely in a photo shoot or a runway. So it's a lot of hard work involved, and as well as your health and making sure you drink water, getting sleep, skincare. It's it's a lot. And honestly, to be put out in that environment, like where it's your exterior, because most of us, right, we want to be judged for the people we are on the inside. But the fashion industry is a little bit different. And it's fine, because anyone can look a certain way. And the beauty of fashion is you can be inspired by what someone's wearing. And it doesn't matter, like, what your size is or, you know, what you look like. But with my models, it's a lot about hard work, consistency, professionalism, and, you know, just having a good reputation. You can't be shitty to people on set. You can't be a drama queen. Like, you need to be there for the designer, be there for the stylist, and execute. And you saw her on the runway. I mean, she absolutely floats down the runway. She's very, very talented.
Have their own, a lot of your guys' models were very, what I would say, up there in like the level of like, if I don't know what a model looks like, that was what I would assume. Like, they all kind of floated.
And they're all hand selected and very specific. But again, I want to be specific. I want to be exclusive, because I do develop relationships with the people that work for us.
And
I want to assist them in any way. I want to get them working with the right designers, working with the right photographers. Again, it's, you know, my opportunity to collaborate and help them, because I want them to be successful as models as well, and help with their goals and everything. So
I was gonna say, it's like, what do you hope to kind of accomplish with those, like, different people who kind of help you? And I think that one of those things is like really push them forward in what they're trying to accomplish.
I think being an executive in the brokerage world and managing people for 6 years taught me a lot about that. If your people aren't getting promoted and moving on to bigger and better things, you're not a good leader. You're not a good manager. I could attest the same thing in the fashion world. I need to keep setting the bar high for my people. So they can move on to bigger and better things, do big shows, do big editorial photo shoots, get into magazines. So again, you have to set that bar high, make sure there's good communication, and provide mentorship and, you know, any opportunity to help them, and set it up. So I guess that brokerage world kind of helped me, you know, with helping my people grow. Because again, I don't want all my people to just be with me forever. I want them to move on to bigger and better things, and then get some new fresh ranks in as
there
well.
You go. Yeah, it kind of helps the momentum too. It's like just really
new faces,
new
people,
change things up a bit.
Exactly. But yeah, that's kind of my mentality with the people that we work with. Same with our photographers, hair and makeup artists. this, and it's all a team here to collaborate and work together and sure. help everyone move on to bigger and better things. So
I want to get into kind of the sauce part of your business.
Ooh,
yeah.
Saucy.
What is your kind of Mondays look like? What is the of 9-to-5 portion of what you work on?
That's a great question. So right now I'm preparing for a shoot. It's just really project based, I guess you could say. A lot of deadlines. So I like live off my calendar in my phone. But Mondays,
is it about like those deadlines where like setting up clothing, setting up people to be
like photo shoots
at certain places?
Yeah, most of it's photo shoots or shows. So the Saturday I have a photo shoot for a designer called Eileen Couture. I wear a lot of her stuff. Mm-hmm. She's local. She's fabulous. And then I have a photo shoot next Wednesday at a mansion.
Oh, very cool.
Wet Hot Couture. Yeah.
That's the one that you just did recently.
Yeah, that's the one that I just did. So luxury resort wear. Very, very gorgeous. We've got about 9 different girls from different countries, so different ethnicities.
Nice.
That's a big thing too with me, with my brand, is I like to showcase a lot of different looks. Sometimes the fashion world can stick to one look, and I just want to show like there's beauty in all races, and anyone can be a model. You know, you just have to have the fire and work ethic and make it happen. But so a typical Monday. So I guess I could say like my Monday is probably going to be 5 hours spent prepping for Wednesday's shoot. So I've got 9 girls that I have to shoot. So I have an idea about the clothing. I'm pretty well versed, but I just like to get organized. I get my racks out and I talk with my designer. We need to showcase her newer collections first. So we put those at the beginning of the rack. And then we decide, okay, we'll take a break and do swimsuits in the middle. And then you look at the inventory and see, okay, maybe we photographed this stuff a lot before, put it towards the end of the rack. So you get organized, so when you go to the shoot, everything's executed, everything's good. And typically 2 days or 1 day before a shoot, I like to reach out to all the models and just touch base, make sure if anyone has questions or concerns, remind little things, you know, like make sure your toes are painted, make sure your legs are shaved. Just
a friendly reminder.
Just a friendly reminder, because we all get busy, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, usually we're shooting typically always on the weekend and during the week. So it's normally like prepping, planning, a lot of communication, things of that nature.
That's awesome.
And then runway shows are a whole nother beast, but
yeah,
they're
I imagine so.
So you
plan this out, and then what's the, I mean, for you, what's, where's the fun part of your, where do you get your most, that thing that keeps you going? Where's that in the day? Like, where's that in the scheduling? Where's that fun aspect for you?
I think just knowing all the hard work that you put into prep and the planning and the talking to 9 different models and meeting with your designer, focusing on certain looks. And so you put all this hard work in and you have this vision in your head. And then when you go on set and you see it being executed and it looks even better than what it looked in your head. And it's just like, ugh. And the girls feel great. The designer is happy. That's when I feel my best, is usually when I'm on set. And even though I'm doing a million things and dressing girls and it's pretty chaotic, won't even lie, you get a glimpse and you're like, oh, that just works.
Yeah. That then, one final photo where it's like, it's just on the screen or on the camera, it's just like, yes.
And then you see like the videographers love it. And then it's just, I'm really big into like being in tune with people's body language and you know, seeing if they're vibing it and what I'm putting out, because as a stylist, like, you create that element, you create that whole vibe. It's important that I execute it the way that my designer wants it to be.
So
yeah, I'm really excited. I think just like getting that glimpse show day, just, it's the best. It's worth it. It's all worth it, because I know it sounds silly, but I say this all the time, like, I'm just here to create art. That's all I want to do. Whether it's fashion or not, maybe that'll inspire someone musically, artistically,
and
in any aspect. So just here to create art and have fun.
High fives all around. Okay, so we're reaching towards the end, and I got one last question to ask, and that's really like, do you have a routine? Do you have something that keeps you like in the morning? Do you have like a prep for yourself that keeps you kind of like, do you have any sort of routine?
No, I will say I am definitely someone who does not thrive in a routine environment.
Okay.
I think all those years like being in the brokerage world and like doing the same thing every single day just killed me inside. So, I mean, I go out a lot. I'm downtown a lot. I travel a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just I never really want a set schedule. But I will say my favorite thing in the morning is my cat yells at me. I have a little Bengal cat and he screams in my face and I know he's thirsty. So I go turn the sink on for him because that's the only place where he wants to drink water.
But really?
Yeah, that's my little homie. He's my favorite.
That's hilarious that and he only just drinks
coffee. Yeah. Oh my God. Believe me.
He only drinks out of the sink.
Yes. He is just, you know, he's an elitist. That's what we call him in the house. Everything, the world revolves around him. I love him though. But yeah, my cat and coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Those are my go-tos.
Yes.
Try to get a workout in if I can or do something active.
For sure. It's big different. Into that still spinning and
spin class. Yeah, I haven't been in a while, but I'm always game to like try something new. I just did a bar class with Megan from the foundation.
Nice. Yeah.
Freaking hilarious. Oh my
She's
God.
Fantastic. And when we
She's
first
great. I love her.
I love her story. I love her family. That history and like being one of the first families like in Mesa. I was like, whoa, that's
She's an incredible woman. I'm glad that we're partnering with her on our future events.
Yeah.
Love her foundation, love what she's all about, and
her family,
it's great.
Too.
I know her family's awesome.
Yeah,
So
we've reached the end, and now is your chance to plug away and let everyone know where they can find you online.
Oh, okay,
and also let them know what events and how like upcoming events and everything. This is your chance.
Okay,
all about you.
Okay, what up, guys? What up? What up? Weezy in the house. Okay, so my Instagram is iweezy_. So feel free to reach out if you have any questions about the interview. If there's anything you want to share, I'm always an open book, open door. Feel free to reach out. I also post a lot about what we're doing behind the scenes with photo shoots on my stories and on my page. So again, feel free to drop by, come get inspired. And most of our final looks that are done editorial are going to be at our company website, Weezy's Playhouse. So that's Weezy's_Playhouse. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just go on both. If you're an aspiring model, we always have casting information, show information. Same with photographers, love to collaborate and get involved with other people.
Yes.
Hair and makeup as well. So always trying to build our team and work with more creatives.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I have an art fashion show July 27th. So stay tuned for that. It'll be at 9 The Gallery. And we've partnered up with Phoenix Fashion Week, Fashion Rewired. We have an amazing host, Shannon Camp. She does the fashion segment on AZ Midday, I believe. And
yeah,
she's great. I love her.
Oh, awesome. That's so cool.
So we've got a local artist and muralist teaming up with stylists. And together they'll create different looks, jackets, paint handbags, and it'll be an art fashion runway show. So very, very excited to see what each stylist and artist team come up with. And we're doing a meet and greet next week. So stay tuned.
Yes.
And again, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And guys, feel free to check us out at FindingArizonaPodcast.com. As always, you can always go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/FindingArizonaPodcast, where I'm going to ask this young lady 50 questions that are rapid fire. So if you want to hear that extra content, we're going to stop and then re-record that. So look out for that.
Okay.
All right. And then you guys can reach us at Finding Arizona Podcast at all our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. With that, we say good night to everyone and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.